I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
And I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is...
You Are That.
We are two sisters who cannot take a compliment.
Nope. All right, we have a remote episode coming your way, which means your brain at some point is going to say,
hey, this sounds a little different.
Let your heart tell your brain. Hell yeah, it does. And I'm into it.
Fell madly in love with Ace of Cakes. Okay.
Yeah, you and everybody else.
But our awesome guest today is none other than Mary Alice. You may remember her from Ace of Cakes, but she's also an amazing mom, super funny Instagram friend of mine, and we have a strange origin story because I fell in love with you and Duff as a two-pack that I felt like you guys were like my brother and sister from other parents and like TV best friends. And then it turns out Bonnie knows one of your friends.
Mary Smith. I know the other Mary.
And
that's crazy.
Then when it felt super kismet, because then when we connected on Instagram, I felt like we had been friends for like 25 years. So it was like instant internet friendship. And we're both boy moms and weirdos. And I'm so excited that you're going to be on our podcast today. Thank you so much for joining us.
I am so excited to sort of be here. I mean, I'm here, but I'm not there.
I love it. This is remote. So this is East Coast, West Coast, because you are all the way in Baltimore. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh, represent. I'm jealous.
Oh my God. You just said you're jealous that I'm in Baltimore. That's like the greatest thing I've heard all day. Our illustrious president was just here last night, and there were all
ew.
Kinds of
I skim over anything he does, so I didn't even notice that happened.
I normally don't care, but there were so many rad protests and like hilarious signs and like amazing people coming out, and like they changed. We have a street in Baltimore called President Street, and this people put a street sign on to call it Barack Obama Avenue.
Oh.
Like they changed the name of the street for a president. So like stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, Baltimore, you're so good.
See,
you're good.
Portland and Baltimore are not dissimilar like that, because anything presidential over here is a full-on protest shitstorm also.
Exactly.
Where were all the liberal hippies come to make cute bungalow dwellings?
And retire too.
Get a little naked.
Old libs. I like it.
Mm-hmm. One of my best friends lives in Portland.
Actually. Really?
Really, really. I could, yeah, she was the maid of honor in my wedding.
That means you need to visit, and we need to like, like hug it out.
We need to not go eat cake somewhere.
Yes, yes, yes. And I have technically been to Portland, but I was a wee small thing because I lived in Washington State.
Oh, Pacific Northwest. How long did you live there?
I lived there from 19... Oh, should I say that? No, I'm not going to say the year. I'll just say how long. It was about 3 years, but the fun fact is that I lived there when Mount St. Helens erupted.
That's cool and crazy.
Yeah. To date myself, it erupted 18 days after I was born.
Nice.
And my dad joked that I caused it by being born.
That is fantastic.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong. That is actually my first like cognizant memory as a child, is the morning after that happened, which is pretty Somebody told me later in life, they're like, it's kind of a trauma when a volcano erupts like near your house. And I'd never really thought of it because my memories were just kind of foggy and weird. And I was like, yeah, I guess it is kind of upsetting. Maybe I need to like dig into that a little bit.
Maybe you were young enough that you were just like, it's just raining ashes, which is creepy and beautiful.
It was kind of like just like snow in a weird way.
Like not cold.
My memory. Yeah, snow that, you know, can like get in your lungs and cause all kinds of health problems. Oh,
like a Tim Burton snow globe.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Tim Burton snow globe. That's all I'm going to remember it as now. That's awesome.
I grew up being a real sucker for school dances. So age-old tale of romance, glamour, or for some of us, it's just an awkward dress in a dark school gym. Do you have any worst or best memories of juvenile swaying?
Oh my God, yes. Okay, this I have a couple, but the best one is there was a dance I was in seventh grade, and the crush of my life was a guy named Mike. I'm not going to say his last name. And I very much liked Mike. And in classic seventh grade fashion, I, you know, did not inform him of this, but I informed like seven of my girlfriends.
Of course.
Anyway, at the dance, at some point, one of my girlfriends convinced him to finally dance with me. And so he asked me to dance. I hope you're sitting down because it would never tear us apart by NXS that we danced to. The greatest moment of my life. And then as soon as the song was over, he like politely thanked me and walked away. And then he went off and danced with like the girl he liked at the time, who was an eighth grader and had gotten boobs. And I knew there was no chance that he was never going to like go with me, but it was still, I had that one moment. So what I did though, was when I went home, I had NXS kicked on cassette as everybody did. And so I took Never Tear Us Apart, I swear to God I'm not lying, and I made an entire cassette tape of that song playing over and over and over.
I did that with a song.
Did you give it to him?
No, I fell asleep every night for like a month.
Just hugging your pillow, being like, I'm never going to forget how stiff and weird your body was and how you smelled like your dad's deodorant.
Yeah, like bad, like, you know, polo cologne and like making out with my white Kringle bear and pretending it was him. Yeah. Anyway, that was Mike. Never Tear Us Apart still kicks me in the heart every time.
Oh, man. Why did they let us go to dances when we're full of fucking hormones? Because I would. Oh, shit. I was on dance committee. So we had like a heaven on earth dance where my dad painted these giant wooden cherubs. And we hung them with like gossamer and balloons and lights. And it was so romantic. And Bon had started her period the day before this like heaven dance. And I remember going, I danced with the boy I liked. And it was so rigid and weird in that like hoofy, like 1, 2, 3, 4, we're spinning. And I'm like looking at my friends and they're looking at me like, yeah, we're dancing with it. And all the guys just look like numb zombies. Like, why did my mom make me come to this fucking shit show?
I'm touching a girl. So I'm dancing touching with, a girl. I'm
yeah,
touching a
my
girl.
Hands on her hips, my hands on her hips. And in my mind, it was always going to be like the movies where it's like, you know, cheek to cheek and you're both feeling it and maybe you're going to kiss or nuzzle a little. Nope, never happened. I was like, why did I make this whole creation? I created this thing for like 300 students in this small town to get mine and I ain't getting mine. And then I get done with this fifth ass dance and I just went and sat on the bleachers in this beautiful dress with my hair curled. And then this stiff dance gets over and I realize, bitch, this is not what you had planned. And I just went and cried on the bleacher. So
I was like a gross drowned deer. In body form, I was like, compared to all the boob girls and everybody that had like money to spend on killer dresses and hair,
girls.
They all had great tits, and I had nothing in seventh and eighth grade. So after the disappointment of middle school, I was like, fuck this shit. So I would just go listen to Metallica and the boys' trucks and smoke weed with the boys and skip dances in high school. It's like, can't hardly wait. I was like, I can't achieve that shit. There will be no synchronized dance off between boys and girls. Oh,
isn't that still the dream,
yes,
though?
It is still. I want to be a part of a flash mob. It's on my bucket list.
It is on my bucket list too. And when I watch the videos, I cry every time. Like, I want to be that. I want to do that.
Can we just make that happen?
We'll just, I'm sure there's a secret flash mob group out there just like dusting off their boots, ready to go.
Okay, I'm going to find it on Facebook. I'm going to invite you. We're going to be part of it. We're going to make it happen.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I want to touch on your roller skating lately because I lurk all of your roller skating practices because it's awesome. Bonnie and I were professional roller skaters at like age 9 and 7.
We were hood skates.
We were totes hood skates. Mm-hmm. And that was our mode of transportation. Yeah. And half the time we didn't even bring shoes because why the fuck not? We had roller feet.
Exactly.
So you're roller skating now. Is that because you loved roller skating as a kid or is this a new hobby? Yes. Tell me everything.
Yes. The answer is yes to all of those things. I too was a total skate rat and I spent probably 4 years on roller skates, not unlike 2D from Facts of Life all the time.
I love it.
I lived my old house, my parents' first house in Maryland. We lived on a cul-de-sac and I would just like, I treated that as like my, like it was like an arena, you know, cause it's like round. Yeah. We were like on the round. It was just like, you were like in, I, you know, like figure skating. I was like, this is my figure skating arena and like would do really bad bendy pirouettes and jumps and things, thinking I was like bad hot shit, but I wasn't. But anyway, and there was a skating rink in my hometown called, Great Skate. It was called Great Skate, where they had like, you know, the total like couples only and, you know, reverse lights and like, you know, they had the disco ball. And so I spent many a forlorn evening
like the night
there
with all glowing
wishing a boy would skate with me and they never did. Anyway, so then I that was my initial love of skating was very hard and very deep. And then later in life, after I moved to Baltimore, there is a roller derby league here called the Charm City Roller Girls. They're now just called Charm City Roller Derby. And about 10 years ago I decided I was going to do roller derby. I skated and trained for about a year and then in a hilarious turn of events right before I was pretty much ready to be put on a team, I went to a birthday party for my niece at a roller skating rink and thinking I was all like, I got this, put on my skates and stood up. And when I stood up at this birthday party for a 10-year-old, slipped and fell and snapped my wrist.
Oh my God. I was thinking it. I didn't want to say it.
I broke my wrist. So people are like, did you skate derby? And I was like, yeah, until I broke my wrist. And I never like, I'm not lying. I broke my wrist roller skating. I used to skate roller derby. There's a little piece of information in the middle that nobody needs.
I love it.
So anyway, with the broken wrist, the derby career was brought to a abrupt halt. And then by the time I was ready to do it again, I was pregnant and that was kind of game over. So, but anyway, fast forward to now, like I just, now I'm skating for a bunch of reasons. I'm skating because I love it and I miss it. And I'm skating because I love running, but I'm starting to get old and my knees and my feet are getting all fucked up and I can't run like
I
want to.
Dude, I admire your running though, because I fucking hate running. It sucks shit.
And she was a runner.
I was a short distance runner and I would do relays or I would do like running, swimming, like the
triathlon,
but like for kids, so it's not real. Like when I was like in elementary school, I did like the 3 and 4 part shit where only part of it was running because I could run really fast for a short distance. But I have costochondritis, which sounds made up, but it's arthritis in the cartilage between your ribs and your sternum, and it flares up with exercise.
Swimming
is the only thing that didn't fuck me up, but I really wanted to be a runner, but I can't because my body's like, nah, girl, you're not a runner.
Yeah, I didn't get into running until like 3 years ago, and then I started running, and I was like, fell in love with it very late in life, and then my body was like, hey, you're 42, that's not
your
happening.
Knees are like, that was a great idea, but we're gonna need you to stop.
Yeah, my feet. I have a similarly hilariously named condition in my feet now, which was brought on by my running, which is called Morton's neuroma, which which like sounds like, I don't know, some sort of fancy like cat food. I don't know.
No, it sounds like the what the guy's name should have been
that invented it
on Office Space. The guy that was always asking for. if you pictured that guy's face,
right?
His name should be your foot.
Morton's Neroma. Yeah, yeah. So I can't run. I mean, I can run. It's not like I can't run. I just can't run like I want to, which is like, you know, 9, 10, whatever miles. So skating is not as hard on my feet. And it's just fun. I put on my music and I don't even care. I'm singing and like skating around the lake near my house and like swaying around and like people like look at me and either like,
look at me,
or like they just like laugh because there's this like, you know, old lady mom skating and like singing lots of like Janet Jackson and Prince songs very loudly. And I don't
care. How do you see that and not smile? That's what I wonder. Like, what kind of curmudgeon asshole do you have to be right? to see that and be like, God damn it, she's having a great time.
Yeah, I went down a rabbit hole once I started skating again, like, I don't know, like a year ago. Because I just did derby. And in derby, you just skate as fast as you can in a flat circle. And like, you just try to hit people. And I mean, there's skill involved, but
which is what I would like to start doing, actually. I think it would help my rage.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of annoying that, like, honestly, now as a mom of two, like, derby would be so much better for me now. And like, I have so much more impetus to hit people. Sure. But anyway, I started skating in near my house, like in the street, and that's like so different. There's like bumps and rocks and hills. Like hills still kind of terrify me, but like it's a whole different skill set to like navigate, you know, just regular terrain versus the safety of a skate rink. So that's what I'm trying to do, is to become that like effortless, amazing girl that can just like jump over like a small dog and just like keep going.
Just flow.
Yeah.
Is your Amazon cart just full of like skating accessories? Because I all I do is deep dive on like show skates or dance, like boardwalk skates. I'm like, these sparkle wheels, like I hear they really hold up, you know. I'm just like, I don't even have roller skates anymore, but I want them. I want all of them.
Yeah,
we need to get back to this.
The older I get, the more juvenile my taste gets. So like what I really want now is just the straight up big ass pom-poms that go on the laces.
Oh God, those are cute. Like we can make you some.
Thank you. I could make me some. It's just yarn that you cut, but like it's just yarn that you cut. I've changed my laces twice in the last 2 months. So yes, the short answer is yes. I'm a gearhead.
It's a sweet habit to have. I mean,
exactly.
Ooh, October is approaching, so yeah. I'm gonna come on September 1st. I'm like, Halloween, what?
Yeah,
but you seem like the type of gal who might love Halloween. Is your most horrifying or embarrassing costume you ever wore as a child?
Horrifying or embarrassing? All my costumes were pretty rad, to be honest. Because my mom,
you had good parents.
My mom is a really good seamstress, and she's creative. So like I had a pretty good run. I'm trying to think if I had any shitty ones.
I had a shitty one while you're thinking. This might spark a good memory.
Okay.
I had one where my very creative parents. I think it was the same year you had an embarrassing one too, Vaughn. I was a bookworm. They painted an enormous cardboard box when I was like in first grade. And I wore green tights and a green bodysuit.
Yes.
Which made it so when in the box, good luck going to the bathroom forever that day. And if you fell, you better hope people liked you, because you're fallen. You can't get back up because you're a fucking box.
Like a turtle.
It was cool looking.
The book was painted like a very nice, like well-worn children's fairy tale novel. My dad did a great job.
Wow.
I was a fucking worm. So weird.
I can't think of any crappy ones. I can think of ones that like now like feel like politically incorrect, you know? Like, at one point when I was a hobo at one point.
Yeah, but that's like the go-to. I feel like we were all easy ones. Yeah, we've all been a hobo, but it was like a thing then.
It was like charming. It wasn't like homelessness. Like, it was like, you're charming and you have no home.
I have a can of beans and I love trains.
I like bindles and my beard's made of
mascara. I'm a scamp.
I have stories to tell.
I'm gonna get my harmonica out and tell you a tale.
Yeah, it's more. That's more like the original Wanderlust. Yeah,
I know, but like now in retrospect, I know what it was. Like it was about being cheap and us not wanting to spend any money. My mother, I'm wearing my dad's army coat. I guess it was he's in the Navy, but it was a military green coat. And like a black ski cap. And I think my mom even painted my nose like red.
Of course.
Because gin.
Little do we know, they're all alcoholics.
You had a cold. A long cold.
Yeah. Sure.
I had mascara beard for so many things. My brother had a pirate birthday party one year. And I wasn't dressed like a pirate, but my face was. I had.
She's like, I need a beard.
A plaid shirt and Birkenstocks and blue leggings. And I have a photo of me with my hair down and I just have a beard on my face.
And just an eye patch. Lumberjack.
Yeah, I just looked real weird. But the mascara beard was like, it seemed magical at Halloween.
It's pretty legit.
You could be anything. Yeah. And then I went through about where I was zombie everything. So like everything 94 to like 98, I always had the option to zombify whatever I was. So at one point I was just a dead businessman. And because I really, really liked this briefcase that I had. It smelled like leather. I used to put my scrunchies in it. So when I took them to school fresh, they'd be like leather smelling. I don't know. But I would get candy in my briefcase. And I had nice dress outfit on and a tie and had cut holes and everything. And I was just like a dead businessman. And that was cheap. But I could have been a businesswoman. But no, I went businessman. So I got to do a mascara beard.
Did you work yourself to death?
I did. Oh, man. That was dumb and good. No, I died on a train in that one. A commuter train. I always had a backstory.
Backstory is key. Yeah.
Yeah. I was a zombie cheerleader one year and I talked other gals into doing it with me. And one girl's like, I don't want to be a cheerleader. I don't believe in cheerleaders. And I was like, you're a stats girl. So she wore like the same colors, had a whistle, had a clipboard. And we had a whole story. Yeah. We put like fake glass under our skin. My whole knee was exposed. Yes. And we had like our nail polish was colored.
That's how good it was.
I did fake blood on all of them. And then we had like our nails painted in our school colors. And then like the pom-pom little plastic holders in our hair for pigtails and stuff. And we like went all out. But I even went as far as like when I did fake blood on them, I would scrape some under my nails at the end. And it's just so I had like bloody nails. Disgusting. And we died on our trip home from an away game. And so we had glass from the bus, like shards of it, like under our skin and sticking out of our faces and our necks and stuff. And
that was a good
It was really good. But we won the game. So we were like positive zombies. We were feeling it. No one else survived. It was just two cheerleaders and a stats girl. It was great.
Did you do any dead characters for Halloween? I think that's an easy one just to kill off whatever it is you're going to be and be
right,
dead.
Just be dead, whatever. I definitely was a mummy. Again, cheap costume at one point. I'm trying to think. The only one that I really remember once was that like sticks out in my head was I was a mime one year. Yes. And which was just like, you know, the little bowler cap and like white face and like a heart under my eye or whatever. And like the lipstick. And my mom made me a sign. And on one side, it said trick or treat. And on the other side, it said thank you. So I didn't have to say anything, which I thought was a stroke of genius on her part. So I went out and I did it. But there was this one guy, this one like shithead in the neighborhood who like kept talking. What did he do? Oh, he kept asking me what I am. He's like, what are you? I don't get it. What are you? I don't get it. And finally, I was like truly maybe 6 years old. And I got exasperated and I said, I'm a mime. And then this guy goes, ha, I made you talk.
Asshole.
Like what? Like I'm 6 years old. Give me a Snickers and fuck off, dude. Like that was the meanest trick.
You piece of shit.
Yeah, it was the meanest trick. And I still think about it every year. I'm just like, what kind of jerk does that to a kid that's like got this awesome thing where she doesn't have to speak?
What a weird power play with a 6 year old.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Little do you know when you're older and you have a 6 year old who's not talking, you should be saying thankful little prayers.
Exactly.
No kidding.
Exactly.
Every 6 year old should be a mime at least once.
At least once.
I should make Aiden a mime since he's nonverbal, because then that would make a lot more sense. They'd be like, oh, look at that kid. He's so well behaved. Be like, joke's on you. He don't talk. Sucker.
But watch his hands. He's telling you a story. No, he's not.
He's trying box? No, he's not. Oh, man.
I love Halloween.
Now I want to talk about Halloween costumes all day. If you could be any Spice Girl, which one would you be?
Oh, shit. If I could be any Spice Girl?
Yeah, or invent your own. I don't know. If you could add an additional character.
I feel like Spice Girls is like, it's like the Myers-Briggs of women. Like, we're all a little bit posh, right? And we're all a little bit sporty. It's just a question of like which ones come out more. Exactly.
I lean heavily scary, and I'd love to be posh, but it's always scary.
I'm a ginger bitch.
Yeah.
I think I'm definitely probably, what am I?
And this is the episode.
This is the psychological.
I can't move. I can't go on. I'm really, because I think the way, every time someone asks me a question like this, I think of like, what would somebody else answer right. for me versus what do I want to answer for myself? So it's probably sporty and scary, equal parts. Cause I'm definitely not baby, and I'm sure as shit not posh. But I want to be ginger.
I think anybody that like, identifies fully with Baby Spice is either in denial or really needs to seek issues. Therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baby Spice is deeply problematic now.
Yeah, there's so many issues there. I'd rather unpack Scary's problems myself. She seems more entertaining.
Yeah, I think Scary and Sporty probably are where I'm feeling at them. Like, so like it'd be like S, so like if it was like Myers Briggs, you would say like SSPBG. I'm an SSPBG. I'm a Scary Sporty. Posh ginger baby.
I'm totally going to create some kind of like.
Let's chart this out.
Right. I think I'm going to do one of those like, take this quiz to find out what Spice Girl you are. But really, it's a Myers-Briggs calculation. It gives you a deep dive on your personality.
Exactly. It's like the Spice Girls Enneagram is what we need to do.
They all wore space buns. So I'm into that.
They did. As do I. So it's all there.
I don't have enough I'm a little bit of space buns. I'm tiny. I got thin hair. I'm like, I want extensions.
We'll get you only one of those sock buns. The little donuts like I have. Give Thanks, you a faux sister. Bun. You're welcome. I'm here for you.
I love this. I want those shoes to come back. Like the in platform the 90s.
Shoes?
Yeah, everything else has come back. Platforms have come back tiny bit.
Kind of.
But when Spice Girls came out, I remember I owned a Stack platform sneaker that had sparkle laces. They were hella dope. They also had, they're basically like what dope roller skates are now.
They're like rainbow
minus
bright
the
boots
wheels.
Mm-hmm. For real.
And it had like four layers of Stack, and it went white, blue, white, red. And then it was like a denim top sneaker with sparkly Damn. Red and white laces. And I wore them despite my friends asking me not to, because I was already like the tallest person in the group. True. So I was like, I'm 6'5" now, bitches. Like, look at
me. I'm with my shoes.
Yeah. And I'm wearing like over the knee socks. And my mom was like, you're in eighth grade. Please stop wearing those.
And butterfly clips in my hair. So suck it.
Always.
It hurts so good.
I found a butterfly clip at the bottom of a purse and I got excited and I was like, A, how long has it been since I've used this purse? B, why do I still have this purse? And then C, where do I buy more butterfly clips? And then I went on
the
Amazon.
The internet.
Damn.
The internet, man. The internet is magic. All of it. You can get whatever you want. Anything that pops into your head, it's just there. I don't understand how people growing up nowadays, even they're never going to know what it was like. Never.
No. It's ridiculous. We had to like roller skate to a 99 cent store.
And then we had to we were out of our fucking bubbles and our bubble necklaces. And we were we need more bubble necklaces and mood changing color lip gloss. And we need it now. So let's go down the block from the park into this crazy store full of magic and find all these things that we don't need. So good. I feel like recycling, people would totally recycle more if we had like a program that was like, all right, turn in all of your recyclable plastics here and with your address. And then in 4 to 6 weeks, all of your plastics will be returned to you as butterfly clips.
Oh my God. I was really holding my breath to see where that went. And it's
baskets of butterfly clips to your door.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All these. Yes. I'm in. Just do the fundraising website and I'm in. Yes. I will sign up.
Every episode, I feel like we have an idea. And if you just binge, she'd probably be like, these girls just want to live in the past so hard as adults. But we just need like some dope investors because we have so many ideas for adult fun times that all we want to do is just
pretty funny.
Well, no, I remembered the thing. I just listened to the one where you talked about the Hot Lava Java. Yes, I want to go to Hot Lava Java. Right?
It would be so great. Cool. And I'm just picturing that floor with black light so hard.
Same.
I'm picturing hand painting it like a psycho and being on the floor and then doing a real dope, like shiny resin glaze over it. And then being like, God. You guys, we can't play on this for like 6 weeks because I want to cure it. And then the black light turns on and we have the shiniest, most beautiful hot lava. Yes. That
and there'd be a roller skating room also. There wouldn't need to be like a roller skating
room. Oh my God, next level.
Can we just buy an old roller skate rink and then we're like.
So this skating rink closed down and people, they made a page on Facebook that's like, rest in peace, skate world. And it's everybody posting pictures from their youth and then talking about all the times they had. And I was like, had you taken this effort sooner, you might have been able to save God. The place. Like, too little too late, Facebook.
Well, I also had friends say, I now have 9 pair of roller rink skates because they just filled their dumpsters with everything and said, come and get it. And people went right to a dumpster diving.
I know. Oh my God. That's crazy.
This whole place is building to be an amusement park of my dreams.
And an insurance nightmare, no less.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a comfort movie, like something you put on in the background to soothe you or even just like keep you company if you're like tidying up the house or whatever? It's like a rainy day.
No, only because our television is down in the basement. And so like when I'm like doing stuff, it's not nearby. But the movie that I will watch that is a comfort movie for me is Jaws. Ooh, that is my comfort movie.
I did not see that coming.
That's the dopest.
Yeah. Yeah, a friend of mine was upset. She was obsessed with the movie first, and then I sort of became obsessed with it through her. And now, I don't know if it's the movie I've seen the most times because there might be a few other contenders for that. But it's the movie that I will, if they do any sort of live, you know, in the theater, they show it every 4th of July here in Baltimore, like a big old timey theater. I will go every year. I go and. If it's on TV, even if it's stupid, bad editing, I will sit and watch. It doesn't matter.
You're like flipping channels. You're like, oh, nope, Jaws. We're good.
Nope. That's it. For the next 45 minutes, everyone sit down.
Doesn't matter where it is in the movie. That's
cool.
Everyone
has a movie like that, though, where if you're surfing channels or if something comes on, you have to sit down and finish it out. No, you can't change the channel. Yes. It doesn't matter if it's in the beginning or the end. What's your movie for that, Bon? What's your weird catch movie if you're surfing channels?
I feel like mine's never on TV, though.
Right.
Teen Witch.
Fuck yeah.
Teen Witch is my go-to. Like, I could literally put it on at any point and it like strikes a nerve. Cause tons of making out.
Right.
You know, like Brad Powers was legit fine, even though he still looked like he was 30.
Right.
True. Witch Powers. Still waiting for mine. Come on.
Yes. The time is ripe. The time is ripe.
The moons have aligned. Yeah. It's Teen Witch, or if I'm like, I don't know. Come back to me. I feel like I have one that every time it's on TV, I'm like, hell yes.
I didn't realize. I found out that I love my husband just like 10% more because Pretty Woman came on and we both sat down on the couch and went, oh, and he looked at me and I was like, oh my God, he loves Pretty Woman. And it's his movie. My other one is Captain Ron. So if Captain Ron came on, I can't not watch it.
Yeah. Romancing the Stone or any of the Indiana Jones movies are also channel stoppers for me.
Same.
And I feel like anytime I'm like, God, Romancing the Stone, best movie, such a good movie. It's so good. Danny DeVito, like, you like Always Sunny, you got to watch Romancing the Stone. I'm always like selling people on it. I was far too young to be into Romancing the Stone. I was probably like 6 to 8 was like my height of like, God, I love Romancing the Stone. I shouldn't have been, but it stuck with me forever. And that movie is so, it's just action and adventure. Waterfalls.
This podcast is not sponsored by Romancing the Stone, but
it should be. They need to do a remake of Romancing the Stone so I can hate it.
Well, it was the color of my birthstone, so I got real stoked on that movie because I was like, yeah.
You're like, I just want a jewel this big, no problem, size of my fist.
No, I just want it to glow like that.
Yeah.
That's unrealistic.
No, so I remember when I was in, like, too old. I was like 10th grade or something.
Too old
to be doing this. No, I had gotten all these like little gemstone things from a game that we were playing. And then the game had lost some pieces. So I was like, fuck this game. I'm keeping the gems. And I had them in a little box. And I went out into our backyard.
Was it the Trolls game?
Maybe.
It was.
I went out in our backyard and I covered them in like mud. But I made like a mud puddle, like a little ditch, like full of like stew. And put the jewels in it. And then had I a phone at the time. I probably would have boomeranged me discovering these jewels in the mud because I might be like 10th grade, like get friends, bitch. Like, what are you doing in your yard on a Sunday? So I'd like dug them out with my hands and the silt had like fallen off of these jewels and they were clear and they caught the sun. And I was like, just like romancing the stone. It was so beautiful. I don't know where those went. I'm so sad.
That is awesome. That is,
man, yeah. Jaws though. That's right? Like hard. That's a hardcore like go-to comforting fave.
Jaws. So do you love sharks now?
I kind of do, but I'm not like, I don't like watch Shark Week. I'm not going to sit down and,
nobody should watch
Sharknado. You're not totally invested in every Sharknado.
You don't like Sharknado with Tara Reid?
I hate Sharknado. I hate the word Sharknado because it makes me think of the word shart. And I hate it. I hate it. I don't want to ever hear it. I hate
big
it.
Shart. So, burn. Tara, I never, if you want to be on the podcast, let us know.
No, I'd never seen any of the Sharknado movies until I went to a bar and they were having like a Bloody Mary, like all you could drink thing. And my friends and I were like, all right, we live here now. So we sat down, they brought us a pitcher instead of like individuals because we were like, we only have an hour left. We ended up getting so hammertown at this bar that we just sat there and like stared at their millions of sports TV screens and there were no sports on. And I was very pleased. But Sharknado Marathon came on and I had never known. Mm-hmm. I just kept catching it out of the corner of my eye and my friends are facing me and I'm facing every TV and I'm like, wait, what? Why? There's what? There's what a bill. They're on a building and a shark just came and like got this chick and now the chick's legs are like Barbie legs, like kicking out of its mouth and it's like flailing around. I was like, what the fuck are we watching? This is insane. I thought it was a commercial, like the world's longest dumb commercial for something, but I was so hammered that I was like, all right, I guess I can get into this. By like the third one, it's like, this is the same movie again.
You watched three of them. How many are there though?
We were there for a long time.
Enterprise ever. Ew.
There's six Sharknados. Six, not five. The last one is called The Last Sharknado. It's About Time. Oh, and
do they please say they time travel? Please say they time travel.
They're motherfucking time travel. The guy's name is Finn. Has to go back in time to rejoin his shark battling friends in order to stop the first Sharknado. So they could really just reuse a lot of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes. I'm actually really delighted. I'm delighted.
The only Sharknado that should have ever existed is that last one. And then it just would have... Oh, she's showing me a picture.
It's Ian searing through space. Yes.
What the fuck?
But he's also in a Sharknado that, right. Like, he's in the tornado.
We're going to have to post a photo of this.
And that is time traveling.
You know that this is going to be
beautiful.
A huge shark thread in the... Facebook group.
We're like, oh, you love Jaws? Part. Let's go ahead and make this disgusting. Let's
we
not
just
talk
took
about
Jaws
this.
Apart and belittled it by dumping shark all over it with Sharknado.
It's really Jaws. It's not some like high holy thing though. It's pretty cheeseball in a lot of parts. Yeah,
Jaws is dope though
on purpose.
I just like their swimsuits from back then.
Oh yeah, really, and the style in Jaws is so it's like so fresh. Like it looked, they're just all the guys have like the shaggy hair and it's, I don't know, the whole thing.
And like the shorty shorts, they all kind of look like a captain of some variety. All the guys are captain.
Yes, yes.
So I'm going to ask you a cake question.
Okay, I'm ready.
You had a cake you guys made for Oprah.
Oh, I fucking love Oprah.
And I think you were supposed to, I think you talked about like, who was your favorite celebrity you got to meet through the world of working with cake?
Oh, that is an outstanding question. There's really only one answer, which is that we got to do a cake for Lucasfilm and we got to go to Skywalker Ranch.
Oh my God.
And we met George Lucas.
Was that the R2-D2 cake?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which, and I sounds pretty cheesy, but I kid you not, when it was 10, probably almost, no, it's probably about 9 years ago now. And if I talk about it too long, I still to this day, like start crying. Like it's just, it was like, I mean, it's literally our religion. Like, you know, me and Duff and Jeff and all those people, you know, we're so obsessed with Star Wars. It was, you know, our childhood completely. And to just like go there, this place that nobody can go and be invited in, like I think about it now and it just,
it blows my ever fucking loving mind that it even happened. And like, and I didn't even technically meet him. Like, he stood near me and like, I kind of waved at him. Like, it was like, it was too much. I had to avert my eyes. It was too much. It was too much. But they didn't, they told us he wasn't there. They told us he couldn't make it. And so the, but the staff was there and we unveiled the cake and it was great. And then he walked in and surprised us.
And you promptly and it died. Was like,
oh my God. And I promptly died. Yeah. And you can see it in the episode. Like, my jaw drops open and I'm like, all the color goes out of my face. And I just was like, holy shit. Like, it was just absolute. I can't even, like, see, I can't even talk. No, I'm stuttering. Just, like,
you've met so many crazy famous people through that particular avenue. I love hearing you fangirl about George Lucas. That's freaking.
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. And just like, I mean, they saw the real R2-D2 robot that made me cry. I mean, just walking into the facility made me cry. Like, everything. It's because it's truly, it's like Mecca. It's like, it's like a religious journey to like go there. Anyway. So yeah. That was
Star Wars question for you. As a diehard fan, do you feel like the addition of movies since the main ones from our childhood have diluted some of the Star Wars feeling, or do you feel like it added to it and made it like solid gold?
I think that the first three prequels were not super excellent, but I loved them because I will pretty much love anything. I have a pretty, I don't have a super high bar, but I read somebody like the first, like the ones that came out in like, episode 1, 2, 3 were, I didn't hate them. They just were kind of complicated and long. And then the last three were phenomenal, or the last two rather, obviously not the last nine. But anyway, my short answer to this is people talk about it and, you know, the nerd army gets all up in arms about things, like, you know, Jar Jar Binks and all that nonsense. And it's like, you were 6 when this came out and now you're 40 and you need to realize that. Like, you can't look at it with a 40-year-old critic's eyes. You're not looking at it with a 6-year-old's eyes. Like, look at it like a 6-year-old, and then it's magic. It's still magic, and you can't tell me it's not still magic when you hear that music and you see, you know, the blue scroll screen pop up. Like, it makes me giddy every time. So, you know, there were some low points. I will admit, I went to see a midnight screening of the second new one, episode 2, and I definitely dozed off at one point. I was tired and we'd had some drinks beforehand. So I was kind of a little sleepy midway through that one. But
I feel the same. The ones from my childhood, I could watch 100 times and I feel like the 6-year-old feeling again, just like that. And the ones now, doze a little and then I feel guilty for not loving them with the same passion as 6-year-old me loved the old ones. I think that's where I'm torn.
Yeah, and they definitely, they have a formula. I mean, how many times can they blow up a Death Star? They've done it like 5 times. Thank you.
I feel like that too.
Well, I feel like it's, you shouldn't even, if you're a big Star Wars fan and you grew up as a child, like watching the originals with your family and like you have that in your heart, there was just such a long time in between.
That's true too.
That for me, I'm a remake hater. Like, I'm like, they're doing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles again. Shut the fuck up. Like, I get so mad.
We have weird passion about that. I think it's ingrained in us.
But I get that negativity of like, how dare they remake it? But also, I'm not remaking it, you know, because it's going to give you the story to the story. And then it gets you in. But if it's something you really love, like people really love Star Wars, at the end of the day, you're just getting more Star Wars. Like, be stoked on it that people didn't do 3 Star Wars and then it just died forever. No, they keep doing this shit so you guys can have theme park editions and have this stuff in your heart. And without the new stuff, you wouldn't be getting new toys and all the stuff that you can share with your children that makes you stoked on, like, I love Star Wars, you love Star Wars, our whole family is Star Wars, and my kid dressed up like Yoda for Halloween and he's 3. Like, this is awesome. You wouldn't have that within the
new an actual fact. Yeah, my kid did dress up for Yoda as Yoda when he was
3. It's such a good go-to because they're little and it's like so the walk is hilarious.
And then if they're talkie age, they talk kind of like Yoda if they're 3. And you're like, why?
You've got a diaper on. Yeah, you walk like Yoda. If you've got a diaper on, you do.
I need to try that.
If they're babies, they have a wrinkly little face, so they look like a wrinkly little Yoda. Mm-hmm. I love them.
And everything you just said is so true because it's giving you more fuel and stuff to love. You know, like, I dressed up as Rey like 2 years ago for Halloween. It's like she wasn't even a character that existed in the first three. It's like you can't watch them and just be, if you're just going to be a grumpy puss about it, then piss off and go watch the one from 1979 and sit in your basement and do that. Like, just, I'm not saying it can't be criticized.
Crazy. It's like the comic book store guy from Simpsons. That's the guy I picture whenever there's a weird warfare.
The dude with the ponytail?
Yeah.
Licking crumbs off his fingers and telling us all why we're evil.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to play the roommate game. Are you familiar with the roommate game yet?
No, what is it?
Okay, so it's where instead of saying kids, you tell a story about something that happens in your home and you replace children with roommates. Like, for instance, this morning, my roommate walked around the house naked, turned on all the lights in the house, and told me no thank you and slammed the bathroom door in my face. So what happens in your house?
Let's see. My roommate told me he wasn't going to eat the spaghetti I made him. And I said, why not? And he said, because it's not blue. And so I put blue food coloring in his spaghetti to make it blue. And then he still fucking wouldn't eat it. And so I walk away. There you go. Yeah.
Your roommate is rude.
Do your roommates gang up on you?
No, they're not there yet. Because the littler one's not young enough to understand that dynamic yet, but it's coming. I see the future and I am afraid.
You ready for this or that, Bon?
I'm always ready for this or that. It's our favorite.
Me too. Okay. So this or that is where we ask you a question with two choices and you just have to rapid fire answer and pick whichever you like best.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'll go first. Yeah, I feel like this is a real obvious choice. Cake or pie?
Pie.
Yeah. Me too. Me too. I love making cakes. I love decorating cakes. Don't love cake.
Mm-hmm. I like deep. Yeah. Well, you work in a cake shop for 8 years. You kind of lose your taste for cake.
You're like, I'm a little burnt out. Yeah. You're like, can I just have some rice? Can
exactly.
I just have white, plain rice?
Just give me a piece of lettuce, please.
Lobster roll, butter or mayo?
Butter.
Well, how do you eat your Shan?
So I toast the bun with butter, yeah, but then I do mayo to mix with my lobster.
Y'all, so do you serve it cold though? Or like room temp?
I'm gross with mayo. I'll put it on anything, hot or cold.
Hot mayo. That's a good band name. Hot mayo.
Artichoke dip without anything else in it.
It's non-hollandaise?
Ugh. Gross. Sorry.
Hot mayonnaise.
I'd get a tattoo that said butter and mayonnaise.
You have your marshmallow. Your marshmallow fluff tattoo.
And she has a cute tattoo that I love.
See,
very much.
I don't have any food tattoos yet.
Bonnie has a mixtape tattoo though too.
I have a mixtape.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was my like third tattoo ever. It was the first one I designed.
No way.
A cassette tape that is so old now that the lines are blurring, but a cassette tape on the bottom and then the tape that's coming out of it wraps around my wrist and it has a little heart on top.
Oh, cute.
So the tape twists.
Yeah. I just got mine last year and it's still, and I've gotten like two tattoos since then, but the tape is still my favorite. I think I love it so much.
I wanted to get mine colored in like day glow colors and I'm glad I didn't. It's just black and white, but it's starting to like melt away. All my tattoos are melting off my body. I need to get them redone. I have a cupcake tattoo. I lied. I have a food tattoo. Sorry. I was like, I don't have food tattoos. Never mind. Sorry.
She just freaked out.
What do you have as food?
Cupcake.
Oh, well, that counts.
I tattooed it on myself,
on her own ankle,
and I did a cupcake on myself, and now I look back on that and I'm like, I fucking hate it. It's not awful, but it kind of looks like a turd in a blue wrapper.
It nice.
I'm sure it's lovely.
And I was thinking, I don't have food ones, but I have one in my mouth, so I highly recommend
a mouth tattoo
if you just like have to get that tattoo fixed. It's supposed to fade out in 6 months. Oh, in God. January, it will be my 9-year anniversary with my motherfucking lip tattoo. Yeah, you like Janet Jackson, you'll love it. It says nasty. So when I flip my lip down, it says nasty. And that was one of Aiden's first words to me. When I would flip my lip down, he'd go, nasty.
Oh my God. Everything about this is magic and perfect. What's your mouth word?
It's supposed to fade out.
Why you don't have mouth words?
The girls I got the lip tattoos with, theirs were gone within a year. Like, just gone. Wow. Your lip is supposed to regenerate, and apparently I'm the slowest healing human.
Would you have picked a different bird if you knew it would be in your face forever?
Right.
Probably. Like,
can you
like hear, you know, like something that's like on brand for me now, you know? Now I'm like, hey guys, I did a painting, and then in real life I go home and I'm like, nasty.
You should figure out, like, remember like when Johnny Depp got his Winona tattoo changed into Wino? Like, you could change the word nasty. It could like be like, Namaste. I don't know, mastodon or something.
Namaste,
you know?
In my mouth. Namaste, nasty. Let's see how long it lasts, you guys.
It's like you're nasty. Your nasty is like the telltale heart. It's just, it's never going
forever. I always wanted to be cremated and dropped from a plane when I die, and Shannon's afraid of heights, and I made her like make a deal with me a long time ago that she would skydive with my ashes, and she's like, I fucking hate you.
I will do it.
It's though. My last revenge as a little sister.
But that's how I'll die, is skydiving with your ashes.
Oh no. If I die and do not become cremated, I think it would be real dope if my lip was just pulled down and pinned to my face. So everyone would really know, you know, how nasty I am.
Nasty for life and beyond.
Yes. It'd be great too if I like lasted. If I didn't burn out till like 65, 70, how dope would that be to have this tattoo fresh as the day I got it, mind you, 9 years old now, just the blackest ink on my body. Just telling everyone I'm a nasty old dead bitch.
No, I hope you like live to like 85 or 90 and you're just senile as fuck.
And I could just pull my lip off.
You just pull your lip down and they just walk away because they're scared of you. That's what I want for you.
Who knows?
That's the dream. That's the dream.
My lip will pull itself down at a certain point. The way I run my mouth.
Mary Alice, what would your word be if you had a lip tattoo? Word be.
Bring it.
Oh my god. Oh, you know what I would get? This is really narcissistic. Because my name is Mary Alice, in high school, my best friends started calling me Malice as like a joke nickname.
Such so a good
I
name.
Would, if I had a mouth tattoo, I would say Malice.
Oh man.
You are a 70-year-old woman and you have like a super cool lady den. Would you choose Harley Davidson decor or tiki decor?
Tiki. Oh my God. Tiki.
I love tiki.
Hardcore tiki, like full on lighting and coconuts to drink like things out.
Bamboo corner bar.
Hell to the yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm into it.
A palm tree in the middle of the room that goes out of the roof.
Fuck yes. Yeah. Beastie Boys or Beach Boys?
Beastie Boys. Oh, that's easy.
Early riser or supreme snoozer?
Early.
How early is early?
Usually around 4:30, 5 o'clock.
She's a crazy is it because of children or because of you?
I've always been that way. My aunt calls me Morning Mary.
Oh, that's so cute, Morning Mary.
I'm going to send you a because he Morning wakes up at 3:30 our time, so it should be right on track for you. Send me just one of your smalls. We'll make a trade. Hike or swim?
Hike. Only because I'm not a very good swimmer. And hiking, you can just sort of stop and have a snack, and you can't do that while you're swimming. There's no snacks.
Yeah. I like a stop and breathe. I mean, I eat in the pool. I don't let water stop me from
you
delight.
You sprinkle Cheetos in the pool and like gobble them like fish fingers.
Floating, that's not swimming. This is, we're talking
candy necklaces on. Don't God. Melt right away. My physique says, even if I was stranded in the ocean, I'd still have a snack in my face. Scrolling it up seaside style. Celebrity or regular fucking human? Which would you rather be?
Regular fucking human.
Yes.
Okay. Boy mom question. Yes. Legos or Matchbox cars?
Oh, we have all of them, but predominantly Legos. Yeah.
Which do you like better?
Legos. Yeah, they're just infinitely more interesting.
I'm going to drop my last question so I can ask you, which hurts worse to step on, Legos or Matchbox cars?
Legos, because there's some tiny little bastard. The little teeny tiny one square ones. Those are the
clear triangle that never used to exist in our day. That now yes. they're like, you have a Star Wars spaceship. You need a tiny clear triangle piece.
That goes
fall off right away, kind of go under the couch until one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fun fact, my kid isn't super into Legos yet because autism doesn't want him to be yet. So The crazy thing, though, somebody gifted him some of the little minifigs, and all he did was systematically take them apart, which is kind of creepy, but it hurts worse than a regular classic Lego. Straight up fucking minifig torso on a hardwood floor. Just a torso. Hands up in your foot. It's fucked. It hurts so
bad. His little C-clamp hands are right into your heel. Yeah.
Oh, it's permanent. I think I have a little permanent bruise. It's just like a little two-pronged hand shape. Oh, God.
I can tell you, Shannon, that the creepy, even creepier than taking them apart. One time I came home and my little guy had taken a minifig, and you can stack their heads. Like the heads will lock into other heads. And so he'd made this like 19 headed figure.
19?
Like, I mean, literally he took every little minifig head that we have. Oh. So it was my hand got about 6 inches of head and then like a little body. And that gave me the whim whams, I gotta say. I was like,
it's like totem pole man. Ooh.
Exactly. Or like the skulls of his enemies almost.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's kind of creepy.
Full disclosure, as a girl with no kids, all I heard was 6 inches of head.
You would.
It came out of my mouth that I had a moment where I was like, I'm just gonna pretend I didn't say that and keep talking about Legos.
Legos. No, my brain was like boing 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 boing.
Ding, Pavlov.
Oh. So my wedding cake topper was me and my husband as minifigs, and I
oh, I hurt you so hard.
I decorated. I made a little white awning and a little thing, and I had my little handful of Lego flowers, and then it was a white cake, and all the little grasses had the little white flowers on the green Lego stems. It was like a full Lego cake. It was really stupid and fun.
It was really stupid.
Stupid and fun. But my friend's kid, he had all his little minifigs of his family. Awesome. They had the vacation awesome. Trailer and stuff. And after the wedding, he was like, can I have the heads of you and Kelly to have in the drawer? And I was like, what? And his mom's like, yeah, he has a drawer of all of our family's heads from the minifigs. It's creepier to have a drawer of the heads of enemies, I guess. I don't know. Look at all these heads.
Miss Mary Alice.
Okay. This is hard for me. It's hard for me, but I'm ready.
You're so wonderful. And I'm super excited that Shannon and you linked up, because then I get the benefit of like hanging out with you. You just seem like that like cool chick that I really want to hang out with. Funny, and you're really charming, and you are like quick and witty, and you just seem like a bomb ass babe.
Oh, thank you.
You are one of my favorite strong female crazy friends on the internet, and I'm so happy that we found each other. And I think your kids are a goddamn delight. Also, you're a really kick-ass mom. Aww. I'm just so happy to meet you.
Well, I'm all crying now.
Good, it worked.
Shannon had like glossy eyes. Like, aww, as she kept going, she was gonna cry a little bit.
Had twinkly Disney eyes for
me. Right, like I've got the anime eyes, like the little quivery. Yes. The little quivery. Thank you guys. You guys are the bomb, and I absolutely need more friends in my life. I made a joke that I didn't need any more new friends, but you all are already my friends, so it's fine. And Bonnie gets like grandfather sistered in, so it's fine.
That's been my whole life. Is the why I need a shirt that just says "Take your sister with you"?
Because oh, shit,
as the younger sister, your younger sister. The only time I got to like really cut loose and rock and roll like on my own was with my sister. Yes. So my sister would be like, yeah, we want to go out with some friends. We're just going to like, we're going to the park or whatever. And my mom would be like, take your sister. And I'm like, fuck. But we had adventures. So
we just need shirts that say, I'm Bonnie's sister. I'm Shannon's sister.
There you go.
It'd be fun.
It's actually not a bad idea.
And on the back, it'll say, we're both friends with Mary Alice.
But that's it. She doesn't want you.
No new friends.
Her list is closed.
Right. We are literally the back of the line. Like, you know, you ever go to like one of those food truck festivals and like they'll hand someone a piece of paper that says like end of the line so that like they can come. Mm-hmm.
That's like, always the person right in front of me.
Exactly.
Well, it's me, and then I'll put it around her too. I'll cheat the system and we're fine.
Yeah. You guys are end of the line on the food truck of Marietta.
We love you so much, and thank you so much.
Thank
for being
you.
On the podcast.
Oh my god, this was so much fun. I can't wait to come to Portland and hug you in person.
If you had fun and you want to follow along and you want to participate, we have a Facebook group that is pretty bomb,
pretty awesome.
Yeah, and we have a Facebook page if you just want to like and hear about the haps. You don't have to participate, but we are on Facebook as You Are That.
You can also find us on Patreon at patreon.com/youarethat. And there are multiple tiers where you can contribute to the fun ask questions. And now we have something kind of special. You can actually join along and get a tier that gives you a special coupon code for what?
Merchandise!
It's merch time!
Yes, so we have a merch store now, and it is youarethatmerch.com. So you can head right over there and look at our goodies.
You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter under No, You Are That. Don't forget to high-five us by rate, reviewing, subscribing, all those good things that everybody says about podcasts. Do that to ours. That would be so solid. We would love it.
I'm going to get my harmonica out and tell you a tale.